Howdy, friend. Welcome to Homegrown. I'm your host, R.P. Smith. We've had a pretty good week here on the ranch. A couple of my neighbors did me a big favor Sunday afternoon and Monday by coming in and combining and hauling away my bean patch. This was my first experience with soybeans, and I did not realize just how temperamental they could be. The dry land patch that we irrigated was still okay, but the canyon that we had not carried sprinkler pipe over was starting to shed their load. I really appreciate Kenny and Al's help in getting them out, and my father-in-law for giving me a place to keep them long enough for the price to go down a little more so that I can claim my piece of the LDP. The corn grazing that I mentioned a few weeks ago is going real well. So far, nothing has died. By moving the fence every day, we have worked through most of the weedy corn and cleaned it up pretty well. Now we're on the hillside that washed out. I'm sure that the combine operators in the area will appreciate not having to navigate over those ruts. Then we're going to be in the good corn unless some stocks get opened up somewhere else and let me combine the rest of it. 'Cause if the cows eat it all, I can't claim my piece of the LDP. When I was in the FSA office last week signing up for my NAP coverage, I came up with a couple of new ag acronyms. The word FARM is really an acronym. Feed always removed mechanically. And while I was at roping practice with my son last Sunday, while Kenny was combining the soybeans, I discovered that RANCH is also an acronym. Recreational Activity Navigating Cow Horses. We almost had a floor poured in the old shop this week, but my contractor had an after-hours out-of-saddle riding experience and is not sure when he's going to be able to come back and pour the floor. At least with the forms up, it looks like we're making progress. Since we weren't pouring floor Wednesday, Mom and Dad helped me bring heifers home for preg checking. We had more open ones than I thought we should, but it's a great year to have open heifers. The market is really good, and so were the weights. After seeing how dry the ground is while helping Beth dig the tater patch, unless things change a lot by next spring, the grass may be a little slim anyway. A few years back, we had heifers down in Buffalo County because of getting squeezed by dry weather in our neighborhood. The day we were pregging heifers, my buddy Jeff's brother Mark was on the crew. Mark is a professor of ruminant nutrition at North Dakota State University. Since I was arming and Jeff was running the chute, which I'd given him hoping I would never have to use it again, this left the professor back in the catch pen. We thought it was good for him to see that end of a cow for a change. Professor Bauer was experimenting with efficiencies of various verbal tactics to entice the departure of the patients from the waiting area into the restraining apparatus for their examination. The method bringing about the best results was a buzzing sound that sounded like a bumblebee striking up a conversation with a hotshot. The heifer might have been a little high-headed anyway, but Mark's buzzing didn't help. She came in on the run, bounced off the head gate, then the tail gate, back into the head gate where she caught for a moment. As I made my diagnosis, the side gate came open in sequence with the premature springing of the head gate, and the patient departed. I chose the standard cowboy response for dealing with equipment failure: blame the help. I explained to Mark that I make my living working with these cattle, and I did not appreciate him getting them all shook up. He responded that he was using verbal enticement and not mechanical devices to stimulate activity. I said, "That don't matter. Knock it off." As Jeff and I waited for the next heifer, Mark changed the mood in a hurry. From the back of the alley, we heard his next attempt at verbal stimuli. Poke. Poke. His shoulders don't hurt all the time, just every now and then, like when he lifts his breakfast spoon just up above his chin. He don't think about it much. It goes along with a career of preg checking and AI-ing cows, a job done at the bovine's rear. When he was young, he used his right arm till it come out of joint in a Hereford cow. It was painful getting it extracted, so he uses his left arm now. But his left arm just ain't holding up and may suffer that same fate. He's running short on appendages with which to compensate. He decides to take up karate, or the ancient art of taekwondo, with his newfound balance and control. There's no telling how far he'll go. And he'll keep right on working, though his shoulders are kaput, as he pulls a sleeve up to his knee and preg checks with his foot. Thanks for riding along this morning. I'd like to invite you up to Valentine this coming weekend, Friday and Saturday, for Old West Days. If I don't see you up there, hope you can join us here again next week for another edition of Homegrown.